Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Eric Quorum, founder of AIM7. Welcome back to The Blueprint, where we distill cutting-edge science, leadership, and life skills into simple tactics optimized for your busy lifestyle and goals. Sleep is critical for every aspect of our lives, from basic physiological functions like blood sugar regulation, hormone health, exercise recovery, and I think most importantly, our mood. When sleep is great, man, life is pretty good. But when your sleep is off, everything seems worse. And I'm always on the lookout for the latest research on sleep, and I found a remarkable paper recently titled 10-Year Stability of an Insomnia Sleeper Phenotype and its Association with Chronic Conditions. I'm going to make this really simple here for you. Imagine if your sleep habits fit into four distinct categories, each with its own unique fingerprint and health risks. Well, that's exactly what a team of researchers discovered when they followed over 3,600 adults for a decade. They identified four sleep phenotypes, think of them as sleep personalities, that were remarkably stable over time. So let's double click on that phrase sleep phenotype for a second. It's a specific combination of sleep characteristics like duration, efficiency, like not waking up much at night, daytime tiredness, that consistently show up together in a person. It's like a snapshot of your overall sleep health. Well, in this study, the researchers found four main phenotypes: the good sleepers who enjoyed optimal sleep, the insomnia sleepers plagued by short sleep duration and constant tiredness, the weekend catch-up sleepers, I'm sure a lot of you are like raising your hand, who sleep less on the weekdays, but they kind of try to make up for it on the weekends, and then the nappers who slept pretty good at night but relied on frequent daytime naps. Now, here's where it gets concerning. Over the 10 years, a whopping 77% of people stayed stuck in their original phenotype. So if you're an insomnia sleeper or a napper at the start, chances are you're still battling those same sleep issues a decade later. And we're going to talk about this a little bit later, but sleep is modifiable. Most people cruise through life, though, kind of just like in whatever state they're in, like, well, I'm not a good sleeper, and that's just what it is. What I found really interesting is how these sleep phenotypes could impact your health over time. Insomnia sleepers, in particular, were playing with fire. Being in this group at any point was linked to a 28 to 81% higher risk of developing chronic conditions down the line. And if you were an insomnia sleeper for both times they checked in, so at the beginning and the end of the study, your risk for heart disease, diabetes, depression, and frailty shot up by a staggering 72 to 188%. Now, nappers didn't fare much better either. Remember, these people basically slept pretty good at night, but then napped a lot during the day. Belonging to this phenotype was associated with increased odds of diabetes, cancer, and frailty. And this was fascinating to me because, like I said, they're getting pretty good sleep at night. They're taking a lot of naps during the day. This reminds me of other pieces of literature where it talks about this kind of U-shaped relationship or an inverted U-shaped relationship where sleeping less than 7 or more than 9 hours a night puts you at a higher risk for chronic disease. Now, why is that? Now, if you're an elite athlete training 2 times a day or whatever, like there's periods of time in your life where sleeping 9 hours a night is what's needed. But for people that are consistently the average person sleeping more than that, unless you're a child, I'm talking about adults here, it could be because they're obese or maybe they're just being lazy and just spending a ton of time sleeping and not moving around. And so if you're sleeping a lot at night and you're just napping frequently throughout the day, you're not moving enough. And there's a whole host of issues that come with that. Now, meanwhile, the weekend catch-up sleepers, while not as in dire of a issue at the time, weren't exactly thriving either. We know that when you have a different sleep schedule during the week than as you do on the weekends, this can lead to something called social jet lag. It's exactly like it sounds. You feel jet lagged early in the week because your sleep routine was adjusted, and this can lead to health problems. There are other works of research out there that demonstrate that social jet lag can lead to an increased risk of depression, weight gain, cardiometabolic disease, And so this paper didn't show any particular issues at the time, but here's where it got very interesting to me, is that 60% of the people in this phenotype moved over time to either the napper or insomnia phenotypes, which were associated with very high health risks. So what's the takeaway here? Your sleep patterns aren't just something you need to deal with. They could be moving you on a path towards serious health problems, even decades in the future. And if you're stuck in one of these suboptimal phenotypes, especially the insomnia category, it's time to do something about this. If you sleep in bed with somebody else and they notice that you wake up gasping for breath or choking at night, you definitely need to go see a doctor. If you are suffering with chronic insomnia, you should see a physician. And I would definitely recommend putting into practice some of the sleep hygiene practices that we've talked about before. If you want to listen to an episode where I dive into the key three sleep behaviors that everybody should be engaging in, check out episode 414. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And if you found this research eye-opening, as I did, please share this episode with someone in your life who could benefit from a sleep health wake-up call. Until next time, this is Dr. Eric Quorum. Stay curious and keep chasing excellence.